Hi there, Blind Geek Zone. My name is Quang Dang Man, and this is my first English podcast here. Today, I will share my experience on how to create MP3 files using iTunes and JAWS, and I'll talk to you using the Vocalizer Direct voice named Tom. The reason is, I have free time now, and I would like to share my experience, but I cannot avoid any noise around me. I saw some people do this thing, and I think it would be great for me to share my experiences to you. So here we go. First, you need to download and install iTunes from http://www.apple.com/iTunes. I'll give you the link at wherever place you see this podcast. Right now, I've already downloaded and installed it, so I am going to open it and make some changes before converting a file to MP3 format. I press Windows key plus M to return to my desktop and press the letter I to find iTunes.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Windows Mail 1 of 6. iTunes.
I press Enter to open it.
Enter. iTunes. Go to the iTunes Store button.
Now I have my iTunes opens. I am going to make some changes in the preferences dialog to make good quality and file size for the MP3 file. The settings has been recommended by Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast.com website. To open the preferences dialog, press Ctrl plus comma, or go to the Edit menu, and choose Preferences. Now I'll do method 1, that is, press Ctrl plus comma.
General Preferences dialog, OK button.
The dialog is opened. Now I press Tab to find the button called Import Settings.
Tab, Cancel button. Tab, General button. Tab, Library name colon edit. Dangman tab, Movies checkbox checked. All tab, TV shows checkbox checked. Tab, Podcasts checkbox checked. Tab, iTunes U checkbox. Tab, Books checkbox. Tab, Apps checkbox. Tab, Tones checkbox. Tab, Internet rating. Tab, Genius check. Tab, Shared library. Tab, Show composers. Tab, Use custom. Tab, Use large. Tab, Show list. Tab, Show list. Tab, when you insert a C. Tab, Import settings. ... button. Alt plus O.
Okay, I find the button, and JAWS announces Alt plus O after reads the button name. That means you can press Alt plus O to activate this button from anywhere in the preferences dialog. Now I press spacebar to activate it.
Space, general preferences dialog, import settings dialog, details, use this option if you experience problems with the audio quality from audio CDs, this may reduce the speed of importing, note colon these settings do not apply to songs downloaded from the iTunes store, import using colon combo box, awk encoder 1 of 5, alt plus I.
The first control is the combo box for you to choose the file format when import a file from the CD, or from hard drive. I will choose MP3 because I want to create MP3 files after importing. To choose MP3 from the combo box, press letter M, or use up down arrow.
AFE encoder. Apple lossless encoder. MP3 encoder.
I've just chosen MP3 from the combo box using down arrow. Now I press tab to go to the next option.
Tab, setting colon combo box, high quality left parent 160 kbps right parent 2 of 4, alt plus S.
This option related to the quality of MP3 file and bitrate. I recommend you to choose 128 kbps within the box. I press up down arrow to find it.
Higher quality left parent 192 kbps right. High quality left parent 160 kbps right parent. Good quality left parent 128 kbps right parent.
Now, press tab to find the OK button and spacebar to activate it. iTunes will save the setting and exit the import settings dialog.
Tab, use error correction when. Tab, OK button. Space, iTunes, general preferences dialog, import settings ... button, alt plus O.
Continue pressing tab to find the OK button, and activate it because we don't need to make any other changes if we just want to create MP3 file using this program.
Tab, automatically retrieve C tab, language colon com tab, help button, tab, OK button. Space, go to the iTunes store button.
I've just configured my iTunes to be able to create an MP3 file with good quality and file size. Now I am going to demonstrate how to create MP3 file from a WAV file. I usually record something using Audacity, export it to WAV, and import to iTunes to make MP3 because of its quality, and I recommend you to do this. However, I think we could create MP3 from any format of sound file, including audio CD using iTunes. Now I'm going to open one of my WAV file by pressing Ctrl plus O.
Control O, add to library dialog, file name colon edit combo, alt plus N, C, colon, enter, shift tab, explorer pane, shift tab, namespace tree, control tab, shell folder view, items view, multi select list box, not selected, convert, PRC, blue catch saw, users, two dot dot, audacity, bola tat, Demo.mp3, doi.kenti.wav. Enter. Add to library list box. Music list view not selected. Doi Kenti on time 208, 1 of 1.
This is a song played by me several years ago, and sure, this isn't an English song, so I won't tell you the name. Back to my podcast, the focus now stands at the list of the imported song, and you should hear a sound file after the import process is completed. Now press down arrow to browse this list.
Doi Kenti on time 208.
My list just contains one song I've just imported. Now I will press application to open the context menu, and find the options to create MP3 file from this song.
Applications context menu P play left quote doi kenti on replay next P. Add to up next A get info G. Rating sub menu R. Show in Windows Explorer S. Show in iTunes Store S. Get album artwork G. Get track names T. Reset plays R. Create MP3 version C.
As you can see, the context menu contains a lot of useful options, such as play, and it might be useful for you when you want to listen to it before making MP3 file. However, I don't want to do it now, so I just hit enter on the option called Create MP3 Version. After that, wait for the program to process.
Enter leaving menus music list view doi kenti on time 208, 1 of 1, doi kenti on time 208.
Okay, the beep sound tells me that the process has complete, and now I can copy the converted file to my hard drive by using down arrow to find it within this list, and press Ctrl plus C. Now I have two files in this list, one is the original WAV file, and other is the converted file. I think you might have problem of copying MP3 file to your hard drive because JAWS does not tell you what is MP3 in these two files. I will share you my experience on how to solve this. My experience is, if you have two files in the music list of iTunes, the MP3 file usually the second file, so you can browse the list, and copy this to your hard drive. I will demonstrate it now. First, I press insert plus tab to know where is the cursor focusing.
Music list view doi kenti on time 208, 1 of 2, to move to an item press the arrow keys.
JAWS tells me the focus is standing at item 1 of 2, that means the original file, so now I press down arrow to select the rest item.
Doi kenti on time 208.
I press insert tab to make sure the second item is selected.
Music list view doi kenti on time 208, 2 of 2, to move to an item press the arrow keys.
Okay, the second item is selected, and now I press Ctrl plus C to copy it, then I open my C drive to paste it.
Copied selection to clipboard. Menu search box edit. C. Colon. Enter leaving menus system left parent C colon right parent items view multi select. Paste it from clipboard, not selected convert PRC.
I press the letter D to find the file I've just copied.
D doi mat. D demo dot M. D di diet. D diakai 1. D doi kenti on dot wav. D doi kenti on dot mp3.
Okay, the file exists in my C drive, and now I can press enter on it to listen, to know the given quality. I think we should listen a part of it, so I press enter.
Enter. Jet audio weird.
We've just listened to the intro of my song, and according to me, the quality is very good. Now is time of the end of the podcast. I've just shared my experience on how blind people can create MP3 files using iTunes and JAWS, the settings recommended by Daniel J. Lewis from the AudacityToPodcast.com site. You can use this to convert your recorded podcast to MP3, or even creating MP3 file from your audio CD with good quality and small file size. If you have any feedback, contact me with the following informations. Email, dangmangalong at gmail.com, spell, D-A-N-G-M. A-N-H-C-U-O-N-G at gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at mankwongsai, spell M-A-N-H-C-U-O-N-G-P-S-Y. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.